What's up, Chapel's Corner? I wanted to come on and share with you guys this is a really interesting thing that I learned. There's actually a website called Worldometers, worldometers.info. And when you go there, it tells you literally everything from the current world population, the births this year, the births today, the deaths this year, the deaths today, the population growth for the year. It goes down to government economics, society and media. It breaks down everything. Child, this thing tells you how much coal is left in the world. It tells you that they only have less than 42 years of oil. So these niggas gonna be doing mad war in the next 42 years. How do they know how many more years of oil they have left? They have over 133 years left more of coal. Child, they know what the fuck is going on. And I'm bringing this up because they bring up the statistics of people that are dying, okay? So, it says here, coronavirus, right? Because you have to go to the coronavirus part. And you have to look at what is coronavirus doing in real numbers. So when you look up what is coronavirus doing in real numbers, okay, it says coronavirus cases. This is on Worldometers. You go to weekly trends. It tells you about active cases. It tells you about closed cases. It literally says here that over 200 million people or 200 million cases of coronavirus happened worldwide to this day. 200 million cases occurred, as in 200 million people, over 200 million people worldwide contracted the virus, right? It said of the over 200 million, only 4 million deaths. Of the 200 million, only 4 million deaths, or close to over 4 million deaths from this virus. But over 180 million have survived. So out of the 200 million or over 200 million that got infected, over 180 million survived with only 4.5 or so million deaths to it. Child, that's not a lot of death in the numbers. Like, if you do that in the percentages, that literally gives coronavirus close to the 90-something percent recovery rate. This is their numbers, bro. What do you want me to do? Have we not been taught as a society? My boy Jay said it best. Men lie, women lie. The numbers don't, bro. We go by numbers. This is their numbers, bro. I didn't fudge this shit. It says Worldometer. This is real time. You can actually go in the coronavirus cases where the over 200 million number pops up, and you could break it down by the country. Obviously, we'll see which country, but it's a worldwide demographic. So across the world, only 4 million have died from it. That's not even, in my state, we must have like 8 million or, I want to say close to 10 or 20. I don't know how many million people in my city it is, but that would be not even like 4% of my, I'm just being honest. That wouldn't even be half of New York State, bro. I don't know that it would be half a million state. I don't think that it would even be half of this country. That 4 million couldn't even amount to half of this country. Not when there's 93 million still holding off on a shot. That 4 million is not... So, when you go by these other numbers, because I had asked somebody to share this with me. I don't even know if they did it. You ask people to send it to me, share it with me. Okay, I will. And then they don't. So let me see if they did. If not, I'm just going to have to navigate on this page. Because then the next thing that I seen was a list, guys, of all the diseases of the world today and how they're killing people by disease. Now, I got to pop that one up. Well, I guess it would be here in health. And coronavirus. It'll tell you if you want coronavirus. All you gotta do at the top, very top of this thing, it'll say coronavirus population. Open it up, bruh. Now, the last time I checked, it said 180 million recovered. Now it's saying 181 million. 181 million. So it went up another 1.5 million of recovery. Chavos Kwan, I'm just here to tell you the facts. I don't have time to listen to what you want me to do on the fucking news. I'm going by facts. As much as that's facts I can fucking find. Cars produce, motorcycles produce, blah, 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 blah. Can we get down to the diseases? Health. Deaths. Okay, here it goes. Deaths of children under 5 is about the same as the deaths of coronavirus. 4 million. You know, that's a lot for kids. Yes, I'm not lying, but are we going to say that children are dying at an epidemic rate? Let's talk about the numbers. Right now, there's over 42 million people infected with HIV and AIDS, but less than a million of them have died so far. Less than a million of them have died so far of HIV and AIDS. So we're about, okay, deaths caused by cancer this year, 4 million. 4,864,000 is about the same, about 4 million. So do you understand what I'm trying to say? It says 4,864,481 deaths this year from cancer. Well, on the top, when I was reading, it said a little over 4.2 million deaths from coronavirus. So that's less than cancer. I'm giving you the numbers. Talking about y'all gonna fucking die. I guess, nigga. When you got a year of numbers, I guess you gonna die. It's people getting that shit and coming right back out, bro. Deaths caused by smoking this year, 2 million, over 2 million. It tells you deaths caused by alcohol drinking, 1 million. So basically, y'all about the same. We're right up there with, so basically, it's doing a little bit more than HIV or AIDS deaths, but at the same time, it's right up this, it's right under cancer. So cancer is still number one world killer, as far as I can see this year, on this, what killed us. They go by suicides too. 635,000 suicides. They have road traffic accidents. They're putting it down how people are dying, how people are getting sick. It says deaths of mothers during childbirth. It says the number of abortions, bro. It's more abortions. It's more human beings died from abortion, bro, this year. 25 million human beings over. I'm not shading nobody. But it seems like the little babies is the ones that's dying before people's dying from the Rona, because the Rona is only 4 million, bro. You got to worry about bitches. I'm just saying, you know. Deaths under children, 5. Yeah, seasonal flu deaths, that's low. And that's it. You know, I love this thing. I'll be over here every day because I want the fucking numbers, bro. That's what they don't want you to know. This is a legit page. Like I said, if you go there, on top, it says coronavirus population, right above a big red box that says noticed. You'll click that shit. Look at the numbers. Do your math. Okay. Now when I go up there saying it's 201. Because this is, like I told you, this is real time. The deaths have gone up too. That's why I say every day you're going to see it. But no matter what, the recovered rate, that's over 50%. That's over, child, that's like almost 80, 90% recovery rate. Here's the last thing. I want two more things I want to tell you. And I got to get the hell out of here, child. I got to do laundry. Bitch, about to put a load in and stuff. I just seen a video. This was released on the news in another state. There was a doctor who was sharing that there was a doctor who have been examining the blood of vaccinated patients under slides. And I took a picture of this shit. This shit is creepy. They told you a picture on the left of healthy red blood cells, which are round, perfectly even in their shape, evenly spaced out amongst each other. The blood flows through them. It's clear. There's no debris. They don't clump together or nothing. Bro, on the right was the blood of somebody that was injected with the Rona. Because the guy who was asking the doctor, the reporter was asking the doctor, say, what's going on? People are reporting not even just lightheaded in, but not feeling like themselves, feeling like foggy in the head, like they don't feel like themselves. And they're saying that those are a lot of the complications that they have. And forget a heart thing, like they mind. She said, well, they finally done did this blood test under the thing to see what is going on to the blood. The blood on the right, child, looked terrible. First of all, the color of the blood is darker, okay? The blood cells are no longer circular. The black little dot in the middle that has, like, you know, the whole healthy part of the blood that has all the little things that you need, that part is actually now destroyed. It starts leaking out of the cell. The cells look like they are melting and clumping together. And she said it almost starts to look like it's doing like a jelly. Like the blood is slowly but surely turning into a jelly. This is what they said. This is a doctor talking about what another doctor found. This is what they've been trying to tell people is not getting out. On top of that, she describes what we looking at. She said, you see those things that look like gold? He said the doctor refers to them as gold bars because they look like gold bars. But now there's like little gold bars or look like gold foil. But they look like bars or tubes. And from what he could see in the blood as these things are flowing around in the blood, each end of the bars got openings and closings. Well, gee, I don't know. And what about the people that have magnets in their arms? And the reporter said it's people that have jab remorse. That's what they're calling now, jab remorse. I don't know what to tell anybody. I don't know how to keep people fucking alert and aware. because this is a time to do that. I'm surprised the United States ain't getting like France. Y'all wanted to go to Capitol Hill for bum-ass Trump. But now that they're telling y'all to do something, I see people on the internet talking about something. Well, when I had to go to school, they wanted me to show stuff for like measles. So that's normal for them to want to show. I'm like, bitch, measles was not taking people the fuck out. These things they was telling you to have vaccination for was not even around. Yellow fever, scarlet fever, whatever the fuck. That shit wasn't even around for 300 years. And at that time, even we were saying, why do we need to take it for something that never generate in the population? That doesn't make any sense. And they would say, well, just in case, you never know, history might repeat itself, blah, 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 blah. So they did it. But come on, so the last thing I wanted to say, there was one more thing other than this New York is coming for New York. You know, everything they do in New York first. You already know that. Everybody says if there was ever going to be a zombie apocalypse, it was going to happen here. When they did this train, it happened here. When they did Independence Day, it happened here. Everything fucking happens here, okay? When they brought the vaccine, the first person they shot was a black woman, a black healthcare worker right here in Queens in New York. And her last name was Lindsay. I think her name was Sandra Lindsay. Okay, and then when they brought the motherfucking first place, they're going to sit there and try to mandate shit. Where did they hit? New York, bro. Then I hear people saying, I'm so glad my family retired to Florida. You got to be some kind of fucking stupid not to know that this shit is coming by you next. Biden is trying to find a way to legally say with his own mouth, they are searching the fucking books to find a way to find a loophole in that motherfucking shit to make it so that's mandatory, okay? I don't give a fuck about your movie theater. I don't give a fuck about your restaurant, because as far as I'm concerned, vaccinated people is not 1,000% safe. Vaccinated people are getting... This that don't make no sense to me. Then if people are vaccinated, why the fuck are you... If the vaccines work, why are you worried about unvaccinated? You're saying unvaccinated people. No, vaccinated people are spreading it. And unvaccinated, but mostly vaccinated. That's who the fuck is vaccinated people is landing in the shit. What's the point of going to go get something if you're still going to potentially get sick in the long run? You think you're free because you got a shot. That all depends. That all depends. And then I heard July 17th, 2021, CDC done finally added to Moderna and Biotech and a few of these other brands. I don't know about Pfizer and Johnson & Johnson is still in trouble. But they added two more rare conditions that happens, which is the heart. This is what I meant to talk about, which is heart diseases or heart palpitations or some shit. People, healthy people, 18-year-old people are driving and they automatically feel like their heart is racing, like they're going to have a heart attack. This ends up as a trip to the ER because they're scared to death. This is people had never, no prior history, no heart problem, no issue, no nothing. Only to find out that they had a rare heart condition. I'm about to go see if I can find out what the hell this shit is called. I'm going to start taking bad notes of these podcasts. I come on as I can, when I can. Mostly of it I do by the top of my head and I try to reference everything that I can, what I can, when I can. All right, here we go. Okay, so as of July 12, 2021, the CDC and FDA have confirmed 633 reports of myocarditis and pericarditis linked to the mRNA and the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine. Now, it said Harris was told by his doctor that he must... Okay, so now he said that he went to the hospital and they said that he was having... his heart was inflamed. It's a heart inflammation. And they pretty much connected it to the fact that he had the shot. Fine. He got out of it. They stabilized him. He got out of it. But now he said that he has been told by his doctor that he must keep his heart rate down for the next 6 months in order to aid his recovery. So now I got to keep my heart rate down. So you mean if I fuck too hard and my heart rate goes up, I'm a drop dead or because I have a fucking shot? Bruh, this is what's happening to some people. This boy is 18 and feel like already his quality of life have gone down a little bit, at least for the next 6 months. Why are you talking to this 18-year-old boy like he got a pacemaker in his chest? You're telling him slow down his activity so he can't play ball outside? What are we talking about? So now I got to be monitored. What the fuck? That's kind of scary. Now for 6 months, not only my heart, but my breathing. If I get a little anxiety, my heart starts beating because maybe I'm in class and I got to go do my paper next. I might have to worry. I might pass out or my heart might skip a beat and I might go back to the ER again. Is it worth it? Now your fucking government is telling you, hey. Never mind all that. Don't worry. A small minor heart inflation can be handled. We can take care of that. Don't be deterred by this because in the long run, it's better to go in with a minor heart inflation that we can treat for you, that you'll be cured from in no time, supposedly. You know what I'm saying? Then for you to potentially risk dying from coronavirus. So basically, come on. Yes, it's a fact. We're going to put it on now. CDC is like, we're going to let you know now for sure. You're risking heart inflammation and all this shit. But at the same time, it's a small price to pay for the benefits that you're going to get in the future. But now I'm just seeing what somebody's blood look like under the shit. Come on. What are y'all? I'm not interested in your society. You could have it. I've never been in society. Oh, this is a time where I could check the fuck out. And I never liked society. I never liked mankind. And the way y'all are turning these days, I'm not interested. You can't even go to the fucking movie theater. You can't stand outside the laundromat here in Queens, mass shooting. Y'all go out there and y'all can have this motherfucking new system, nigga. I don't want it. I don't want it. Ain't get no motherfucking shot. I'm not even afraid. You can't do this. You can't do that. I've never, child, listen. I ain't begging to be out here with y'all. I don't know what y'all doing. I don't know what they doing. They trying to kill us, that's for sure. I couldn't tell you what else they doing in the air and the water. I don't know what they doing. Carry around a card that says if you're vaccinated. Well, doesn't that violate HIPAA laws? Doesn't it? If I have to show that to my employer, maybe. But if I have to show that to my school, that's always been an understanding. But why do I have to? That's my medical history, in a sense, or a piece of my medical history on paper. And I'm showing it to people like businesses who's not a doctor or nothing to prove to you that I you know, this is a little bit... You know, this is a little bit, this is where they're trying to, you know, they're gonna single us out. They're going to single out the people. People's like, but I want to go to the movie so bad. And then go to the movie. And then you feeling to go to the movie so bad. With all the streaming device you've had from last year, you feeling to go to the movie so bad. Go to a movie. Go ahead. I personally know that I'm making a personal decision for myself. I'm trying to figure out what else you're going to do. Oh, you can't go in the market, child. That's what they got Amazon Fresh for. That's why they got key food. Look, I don't got to go up in the market. It's really becoming a time where you can stay it if you want to. You might have to pay a little bit more, but you don't absolutely have to. The fuck I look like? You might have some of your vaccinated friends that just might want to look out for you that still ain't afraid of your ass. Bitch, just drop it on the doorstep and run. I'll give me my motherfucking cold cuts and keep my change. I'm not interested. I'm not running for you. Never. My mom's ain't even running for it. I'm trying to get the fuck out of here. My mother's healthcare for 30 years. She don't want that shit. Healthcare, I don't even trust healthcare, bruh. Fucking talk. Maybe new healthcare worker. Under 10 years. No, nigga. You might still trust your healthcare. You ain't seen enough yet, nigga. You ain't seen enough. Don't nobody know more about murderings or what could happen more than a homicide. And don't nobody see more death, problem, chaos, and sickness than people working in healthcare, bruh. And they're the ones that see more malpractice and shit than anybody. I know exactly what I'm talking about. The longer you work anywhere, you're going to see how to be fucking up. No. On that note, y'all, I don't want nobody to have job remorse. If they got it, I'm not telling people not to get it. I'm telling people, educate your goddamn self, man. It's the same way I've been running for this shit. The same way I've been running for strangers on the internet, bro. Stop. Stop that shit. On that note, I love you. See you on next time. Your job was caught up. So I'm just going to call it The Numbers Don't Lie. I gotta call The Numbers Don't Lie. That's the name of this episode.